On Twitter this afternoon, President Donald Trump summoned reporters to the White House for what he called a news conference. That was just hours after threatening, also on Twitter, to veto the emergency spending bill that Congress passed overnight in order to avoid a government shutdown. But instead of vetoing the bill, the president signed it into law, saying he's only doing it for national security reasons and also because it increases defense spending.
There are a lot of things that I'm unhappy about in this bill. There are a lot of things that we shouldn't have had in this bill, but we were, in a sense, forced, if we want to build our military, we were forced to have. There are some things that we should have in the bill. But I say to Congress, I will never sign another bill like this again. I'm not going to do it again. Nobody read it.
Joining us now is NPR congressional correspondent Sue Davis. Sue, so a couple of days ago, the president said he would sign it. Then this morning, he said he might not. And then he did. So what exactly is going on?
That is an excellent question. I wish I had more of an explanation for you. But part of what makes this hard to explain is this kind of stuff just doesn't really happen, right? I mean, we have one party in power controlling the House and the Senate and the White House. And just, you know, not even 24 hours ago, 12 hours ago, the Senate passed this bill late last night. And congressional leaders up here on Capitol Hill were very confident that the White House supported this measure and that President Trump would sign it when it hit his desk. So his tweet this morning that he was considering vetoing it was a complete surprise to congressional leaders on Capitol Hill. They did not know this was coming. They did not anticipate it. They were not warned. It does appear that the frustration that the president has with the bill is that it does not include any immigration provisions, specifically that he did not get the money for his border wall along the U.S.-Mexico border that he had originally sought, and that he is angry about that. And because this is the last spending bill that Congress will likely pass this year, it also means that they're going to go into the midterm elections without being able to say he built that wall.
But, you know, I mean, this amount of chaos isn't normal for American politics, but I'm wondering, it's not even normal for the Trump administration, right? So, I mean, if you're a member of Congress right now, specifically in the GOP that worked hard to get this bill ready to go before a government shutdown, like, how are GOP members of Congress taking this?
I think you'd be surprised how acclimated lawmakers have become to the kind of chaos that and sort of constant position swishing that comes out of the White House. I think in some ways this is what they've come to expect. I think there is some confusion about the remarks the president made in terms of the things he's asking for just aren't simply very realistic. For one, he said he will never sign a bill like this again. It's important to remind people that this is a spending bill just for fiscal year 2018. Mm-hmm. They're already 6 months past the deadline of when they should have signed a bill like this into law, and they're going to have to address this issue again at the end of September. You know, this isn't a long-term spending bill. So making a promise that you're not going to sign a bill like this again, it's just not plausible. He also asked for, says he wants a line item veto so he can decide what provisions in a bill that he can oppose. The line item veto has been ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court of the United States. And he also said he wants to get rid of the legislative filibuster that requires a 60-vote threshold in the Senate to do major legislation. They simply don't have the votes to do that in the Senate. So not only is it strange that you would make this kind of strategic play, but in doing so, also make unaskable asks, that you're asking for things that everybody knows as we sit here today simply aren't going to happen.
Yeah. Well, to get back to what you're saying a moment ago about immigration and the wall and things like that. I mean, this morning the president did tweet that a lack of an immigration deal and in his mind, sufficient funding for the wall were the reasons that he was going to veto it. And even though, of course, just to remind folks, he did not. He signed the bill. But here's what he said a few minutes ago about DACA. That's the Obama era program that the president ordered an end to, that Donald Trump ended, which protects young undocumented immigrants from deportation.
I can tell you this, and I say this to DACA recipients, that the Republicans are with you. They want to get your situation taken care of. The Democrats fought us. They just fought every single inch of the way. They did not want DACA in this bill.
And again, as a reminder, it's President Donald Trump who brought DACA to an end. But his claims that this may have future fallout for the Democrats or Republicans, what's your thought, Susan?
You know, the president campaigned as somebody who was a master of the art of the deal. That may be true in business, but it does seem like when it comes to the legislative process, he still has a lot to learn. He has not been able to kind of craft these kind of big deals, that big bipartisan deals that he promised he would be able to do. And immigration is a perfect example of that. There was a moment in time where the White House and Congress seemed poised to maybe be able to cut a deal on immigration. But that fell apart. And now that they know that there's a stay in the court system, that essentially the DACA system continues to operate until this is going to be resolved in the courts. And that really just took any energy behind this cause away from Congress. If they don't have an action forcing event, a deadline, or knowing a program is going to be terminated, they're not going to act. And so it took, the political will went away. And I think the president's been really frustrated by that. He's been pretty candid that he's been frustrated by that. But he had a moment to negotiate the deal. Mm. The moment is past him, and he doesn't seem to have accepted that and is still angry about it. But there doesn't seem to be any interest among Republicans or Democrats to reopen the DACA debate right now until they have another action forcing event.
Sue Davis, NPR congressional correspondent, thank you.
You're welcome.